This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has departed on a two-day visit to Kazan today. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi said that India values the close cooperation within BRICS, which has emerged as an important platform for dialogue and discussion on issues concerning the global developmental agenda, reformed multilateralism, climate change, economic cooperation, building resilient supply chains, promoting cultural and people-to-people connect, among others. He added the expansion of BRICS with the addition of new members last year has added to its inclusivity and agenda for the global good. The Prime Minister said that building upon the annual summit held in July 2024 in Moscow, his visit to Kazan will further reinforce the special and privileged strategic partnership between India and Russia. The notification for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase election in Maharashtra has been issued. Voting will be held on the 20th of next month. Nominations can be filed till the 29th of November. Scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 30th of this month. Last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 1st of November in Jharkhand and the 4th of November in Maharashtra. In Jharkhand, 38 constituencies will go to polls in this phase, while in Maharashtra, polling will take place for all 288 assembly seats. Meanwhile, nomination filing for the first phase in Jharkhand is picking up momentum. So far, 25 candidates have filed the nominations. Polling for this phase will be held on 13th of November. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 23rd of November. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 5th National Water Awards 2023 in New Delhi today. Union Jal Shakti Ministry has announced 38 winners in 9 categories. This includes Best State, Best District, Best Village Panchayat, Best Urban Local Body, Best Water User Association and Best Civil Society. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the 14th All India Civil Defence and Home Guards Conference at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. Mr. Shah, who is on a visit to Gujarat, will also attend the 68th Foundation Day of the National Dairy Development Board, NDDB, in Anand. The minister will also launch 3 new projects of NDDB on the occasion. Later, Mr. Shah will attend the Legislative Drafting Training Workshop at Gujarat Assembly and will address the legislators. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India's banking system has remained robust with low levels of non-performing assets and high capital adequacy ratios. She added that the financial sector has been crucial in sustaining growth by providing the necessary credit to fuel investment in key industries. The finance minister said this while addressing a session at Columbia University, New York, USA. The session's theme was India's economic resilience and prospects amidst a challenging and uncertain global environment. The two-day national-level Amravati Drone Summit 2024 will begin today in Andhra Pradesh capital, Amravati. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and Union Minister for Civil Aviation K. Ram Mohan Naidu will participate in the inaugural function. In view of the deteriorating air quality in Delhi and the NCR region, Stage 2 of the Greater Response Action Plan, GRAP Action Plan, invoked today. The decision was taken during the meeting of the subcommittee of the Commission for Air Quality Management in NCR and adjoining areas in New Delhi. The committee has urged citizens to avoid dust-generating construction activities during October to January. It has also asked to avoid the open burning of solid waste and biomass. An 11-point action plan will be applicable under Stage 2 of GRAP with immediate effect in the entire NCR. In the men's T20 Emerging Teams Asia Cup Cricket, India A defeated United Arab Emirates by 7 wickets in Al Amirat yesterday. Electing to bat first, UAE were all out for just 107 runs with 19 balls remaining. Rahul Chopra emerged as the top scorer for UAE, who made 50 of 50 balls. For India A, Rashik Salam took 3 wickets by just giving 15 runs in his 2-over spell. He was declared player of the match for his economic bowling figures. India A will next face the home team Oman. And that is the end of this news bulletin.